I tell you, because I can't do the things that I like to do. You can do, but I can't do because you've got two working legs. I was in a crash the other day. I don't have the use of my lower limbs. But you can do the things I can't do. And I hope you do, because I can't do. So I say that my life is a load of old mouldering shite. You can have a good time. I'll get out of here. Go fly a kite.
Black Sabbath there and go fly a kite. Mr. Wurlitzer. All right, it's Phil Hendry doing my usual check, a motherfucker check. God damn it, it's going to be another night like last night.
And this is General Galen Shaw, and I'm on the phone testing this for Phil, but even though I know his chance of getting this right, his chance of getting this shit right are slim to none, friend.
Oh, fuck, man.
And I say to you and all the people that you represent, go fuck a duck. I hope you don't live to see the 10th.
What's on the 10th?
My birthday.
Your birthday?
Oh, another wiseacre, huh?
Zinc. Testing 1, 2, goddamn 3. Shit. Now watch this. I put the... Well, all right, that's Black Sabbath, and that's called War Pigs. Oh, this goddamn... Oh, this is the World Cup. Well, I already know this game. If you're watching it on... It's 5-0 Russia. They win. I'm sorry, I fucked up. I have a tendency to do that. I do spoilers. I should. And ordinarily, I don't, but I think the game is...
I think the game has been dutifully reported all over the bloody motherfucking... All over the fucking place, you see.
So is this the only fucking game they played today? Was Russia and Saudi Arabia? Oh, the U.S. Open. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a... Blimey, who gives a...
Oh, man. Okay, buddy. I got no idea. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and, we'll get into the car tonight. We'll listen to this piece of shit. What do you think, General?
I think it's, worth a try.
Yeah, worth a try.
Well, Phil, at least it's not clipping tonight.
No, it's not clipping. We've rolled off some of the... The levels are really fucking low in this motherfucker, man. God damn it. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. 1, 2. There. The levels on this goddamn fucking mic are low. And I don't want that to be the goddamned case.
All right, Phil, it's fine. So the levels are low. What in the fuck do you want me to do about it? What in the fuck do you want me to do about it? What in the fuck?
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. You know, I rolled off, test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. See that? That's testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Test 1, 2, 3. So, all right, so I cranked the attenuator up.
And you did what?
None of your business, General. How's it sound?
To me, it sounds like garbage. Turn the goddamn fan on in this place, Phil. Christ almighty, I'm gonna burn alive.
So I tell your people that you're not the sort of people I want to hang with.
Our day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
And now one of the most demonic songs ever heard.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Break out the Don't demon shit. Break out the Satan. Come on, here it comes.
I'm so in love with
I'd like to eat your brain.
The birds in the sky would be
Ah, fuck it. All right. Oh, wow. This Saudi Arabian team wasn't bad. They moved the ball really well, but they couldn't find the open man, you know, like they say. I think they're going to score a goal here. Sure as God made green apples, I think the Russians are going to get a goal here. Boy, this Egyptian team can really play. They got their asses kicked, but I'm looking at the game with new eyes. Oh, man. So today, I helped out a friend because a friend of mine was renting a house to a person who was not very responsible, so they were kicking him out. And I showed up just to take down notes as to what was missing or what had been destroyed by this really fucked up tenant. And they also called in a security guy, so he stood there to make sure nobody was, you know, fucking around. So that was pretty groovy. But it was sad to see how trash this person's house got. I mean, it was not good. You know, it's like, you gotta watch out. I'm not against renting. I was a renter my whole life, just about. I mean, I was a renter half of my life. And renters are, some people are, I'd say most of them are very grateful to have a home that they can enjoy and treat it as if it's their own. And frankly, I think they should consider it their own home, you know. But boy, the ones that fuck it up, man, they really fuck it up. They just... So then we went and had some breakfast. He bought me breakfast, which was a very nice, wonderful gesture. And then, what has happened today? Oh, yeah. And then Adam came over, and there's a lot we're going to be doing here, man. We're replacing two computers. We're going to be replacing three computers, including the TriCaster. We're going to get a smaller TriCaster, much more, one that adapts well to Mac, because these old TriCasters were only for PCs. We're getting two more Macs in here. We're also going to we're getting a new camera. We're going to put in a new switcher for the computer so I can punch a button and just go between computers. That way I don't have to look around for a mouse. Awesome system. We'll probably get in a new WaveCart program. And then we're going to replace this board. We're going to go back to analog maybe, but with a really good compressor. And that ought to be all done by the end of summer. And then I'm going to start my own radio show. I'm going to buy a radio station and just blast my shit all over the West Coast. No, wouldn't I love to do that? Wouldn't I love that, you know? You know what I'd like to do is I don't have to buy a fucking radio station. Get a license. Get a signal license. Get one of those low-power FMs. They got LP FMs. High schools and colleges sometimes get them. In fact, Monica Evans and I had kids over at Oaks Christian back in the day, and it's a high school in Westlake Village, and Monica took it upon herself to research. She's a news person at KFI, or was at the time. I don't know where Monica is now, but she took it upon herself to research how to get an LP FM. And it was doable, and I wanted to go forward, but I don't know what happened, man. It's just, maybe we didn't have enough kids interested. We had a lot of kids interested in the program that is a broadcasting program, but getting cooperation from the school was really, really slow. Not complaining, not saying they were wrong, just, you know, telling you what was going on.
Hi, Phil. It's been a while. Phil, climate change is real. There's no question about it. And, Phil, climate change is real. There's no question at all that climate change is a very real thing. And unless you start treating it in a way that is respectful and not acting like an asshole, and unless you can treat it respectfully, why did I peek there? Well, Phil, I dare say that climate change is like anything else in this world. You've got to treat it respectfully, or it's going to fuck you up. Well, let's put it this way. President Trump is a man of... I'm not one of these scientists. I like President Trump. I wanted to get a job there at the EPA, and I think I still can. So, no, I break bread with Scott Pruitt on a regular basis.
You really do, huh?
Yes. And I won't sit there. I will not abide people talking bad about him. I think there's a great future for me in the Trump administration.
Boy, that, you know what? That sounds like you, Turner.
And what is that supposed to mean? I have been...
That just sounds like the kind of guy you are, you know? That just sounds like the kind of guy you are.
Well, excuse me for fucking breathing.
Well, that just sounds like the kind of guy you are.
Well, excuse me for breathing.
And you're welcome.
I'm welcome.
All right. This is going to be real fun listening to this motherfucker. Because we did a whole bunch of stuff here, man. I took a lot of fucking... Rolled all kinds of shit off the master. You know... I don't know, man. What? I need somewhere to work it out.
Well, I believe that I can communicate to Donald Trump and to the American people, the people that are, you know, they're tired of these elitists who have run the Environmental Protection Agency and the overall NASA, those agencies that do science for us, into the ground.
Are you saying you're going to work for NASA in a manner that you think will be amenable to Mr. Trump?
I absolutely do, yes.
And how are you going to do that? Because as I look here at the VU meter...
Would you quit with the goddamn beat? Oh, boy.
Can't talk like that.
Yeah, Mr. Henry's going to get upset.
Oh, Mr. Henry's going to... Well, I don't want to get him upset. I would say, Mr. President, my name is Ron Tarter. I am an astrophysicist. Working currently at Mount Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. And I understand your misgivings about climate change. And I certainly understand your need to get away from climate change because of all of the insufferable individuals, the liberals and the elitists, trying to explain it to you. Let me tell you what I think. I believe that you can understand climate change this way. Who got hit in the head? Oh, some poor guy got it in the head. Oh, he was hit. Now, wait a minute. I didn't see that. Oh, great save. Great fucking save, man.
Poor guy in Saudi Arabia got nailed. He's on the deck. Doesn't look serious. Poor guy. Okay, tomorrow, Morocco versus Iran, Portugal versus Spain, Egypt versus Uruguay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, Phil, I'm Ron Tarter. I think President Trump, if I say to him, Mr. President, my idea is for you to simply imagine the world as well, you know what, I can't explain it to him, so forget. I believe that President Trump does believe in climate change, but he wants someone who will explain it. The world's getting hotter, the temp C, this is the thermometer.
What makes you think he's going to sit still for that?
Say that again?
What makes you think he's going to sit still for that?
Because he wants to learn?
I don't agree.
I don't care if you don't agree.
Hey, look, Ron. Oh, this is going to be... I don't know, man. I haven't changed things that much. I've just rolled off some... What we've done, we just rolled the master off.
I need somebody to work in.
What happened to the tune, man? Oh, man, I don't know.
Woman, when I see you coming.
Woman, what'd you do to my friend?
Yeah, baby. Whoa, yeah.